Great Sand Dunes National Monument. I was told by a brother, Neil, and by Pat that the Great Sand Dunes are worth a look, so I take a quick side trip to test their recommendation. The dunes get bigger as I drive a narrow, two-lane road from the big highway deeper into the National Monument. There appears no reason for the dunes to be here amid natural junipers, high desert grass, cactus. It is as if a celestial construction crew got the wrong work orders and dumped truckload after truckload of sand right here until some angel woke up from a good night's sleep and immediately canceled the project. In New Mexico, we have our White Sands National Monument, but none of those dunes are as tall as these. Here the sand seems very much out of place, but nature can't ever be accused of making mistakes. At the National Monument Visitor Center, there are photos, posters, and displays to educate those who want to be educated on sand. Visitors can climb the dunes by following a path out to them from the visitor center. You take off your shoes before you reach the dunes at the end of the path and wade across a little stream. Visitors hiking up the dunes look like ants trying to touch the lazy white drifting clouds. And for a quarter, you can watch the ants through telescopes mounted on a patio stone wall in the back patio of the visitor center. Not having time to stay long, I get back on the road to Creed, Colorado and Hermit's Lake. I'm guessing if I don't see these dunes again, this would be one of the first places a tour of foreign cats from Japan would stop and spend an entire day romping in the kitty litter. It will be dark when I get to Hermit's Lake, and Richard and Maria are expecting me before dark. Even retirement doesn't mean you shouldn't get where you say you're going to be when you say you're going to be there. Seeing cats surfing down these hills on boogie birds would be amazing. Neil and Pat, I decide, on my way out of the natural resource, are worth listening to sometimes.